McGown on the line. And I just heard in my ear that Coach McGown from BYU Men's Volleyball, the head coach, is on with us here. Let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and welcome in Coach. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. How about you?
We're good, man. We're excited. We know there's some big matches this weekend for you guys. And we want to know, you know, when you're going through a rough losing streak like this, what is the message that you tell a team before a big match to try to get them out of their funk?
You know, the focus for us has simply been looking at each day as, you know, a chance to improve and a chance to get better. And then taking that improvement into the next match. You know, this season ends up being this kind of long grind, and you know, each match takes on a level of importance, obviously. But more than anything, we want to be good when the time comes to play in the MPSF tournament, and then hopefully on into the NCAAs. And so the message for our, you know, our guys has been, hey, you know, we went through this kind of swing where we were getting better, playing pretty good, and then had a rough couple of outings, but that doesn't kind of, you know, hopefully that doesn't distract us from the larger goal, which is just keep getting better every day. And then the other thing we're telling them is just, hey, we play good at home. And you guys are this wonderful volleyball team that that does a lot of really good stuff. And we play good at home. And I was really encouraged by, you know, I don't know how encouraged you can be by losing twice on the road, but we played really well at Pepperdine. They're a great team, you know. One, two, three, I don't know, for sure one of the best teams in the country, playing in their home gym. And we went toe-to-toe with them both nights, had the chance to win in five and had the chance to take it to five the second night. Just, you know, they've got six seniors out of seven guys that are on the floor, and you know, we've got some guys that are young guys that are figuring a few things out, and so I felt good about, you know, where we came back, and so that was our message to the guys: keep working hard. We did a nice job work, you know, last weekend. Yeah, we got beat by a very good team in their home gym, but you guys are a good team, and now you're in your home gym, and let's take it to them.
You know, Coach McGown, talking about the home court, I don't think the students are in on just how great volleyball is to watch as just a spectator sport, and they really get into it. I had an interesting experience. I got a brother who's a longtime BYU fan. He's been going to the football games, basketball games, and that's it. I think a lot of fans are like that. And he's kind of grown tired of that. I said, go to a volleyball game. And he showed up to one of your games just this past year, and he can't get enough now. Can you just maybe talk about that atmosphere your team's able to create at the Smith Fieldhouse, and just what it's like? And I don't know, just kind of pump your team, I guess, and just maybe that atmosphere and how fun it is to take part in those matches.
Yeah, I think the first thing is that you don't get a sense of the physicality of our athletes until you get down there and you see them in person. And so you see, holy cow, these are big guys that are way off the ground, you know, big jumps and big arms, and the ball's moving fast, and it's this really quick, dynamic game where spectacular plays are kind of being made every rally, and so the sport itself is, I think, lends itself to be highly entertaining. And then the environment, the field house, the layout, where you can put fans almost on the floor with the team, you know, and so there's some general admission seats where you can go sit and be almost an arm's length away from the playing surface. And so I think that's pretty unique too. You're not away and removed from the sport. You're kind of down in the action. And then just the space itself gets so loud, and you know, the fans get behind us so much, and we've given them plenty to cheer about over the years. But it's a unique experience, I think, in sports for people that haven't, you know, they have a picture in their head of what volleyball is or what it should look like, and they get there and they're like, this is nothing like what I expected, and these athletes are nothing like what I expected, and so that's pretty fun.
Most years I've covered your team, there's always lineup changes, but it seems like this year there's been a lot of lineup changes, and we've talked about this before, and it's largely just because there's so much depth on your team. As you guys are entering the final stretch, kind of talk about, have you rested on some top guys, or is that still ongoing, just maybe mixing up your lineup every night?
Yeah, we're, you know, there was, to some degree, we were trying to see who was going to be what, you know, and wanted to give some guys a lot of game experience that, and just wanted to see how they performed. And over the course of the season, you find that all sorts of, you know, different things happen to your team. Some guys will develop and displace people that were starters. Guys will get hurt, and other people will need to step in. And so we've had that happen, you know, in a couple areas where people have developed into a role and you know, and taken on the starting job. And then, you know, at opposite, for example, we've gone through two guys that are out with injury, and a third guy has had to come in and step up. And so that just is part of sports, right? And so if your third guy has never seen the court before, it gets to be tough for him to come in and play well. And so part of the stuff we were doing early on was to try and develop that depth and develop that talent so that if, you know, something like this happened, that we'd have some experience there. But I think we've settled on a lineup that we like now and hopefully see these guys going forward.
For people that aren't aware of this year's team, I think everyone got to know Taylor Sander, and for good reason, an absolutely phenomenal athlete. But who are some of the guys that maybe look to be the next Taylor Sander, guys that have really stepped up and just really played well this year? If you could just kind of comment on some of your top guys.
Yeah, you know, there's another Sander in the gym that's a pretty nice little player in Taylor's younger brother, and he's actually developing quite nicely. The guy that's been, I think, the biggest surprise to everybody in the league, and to some degree to us too, is Jake Langlois. He's a kid that's pretty new to volleyball, actually, but he's got some physical gifts that lend themselves to our sport. He's a 6'9", 6'10" kid with really good jump and a pretty good arm, and so he's really developed in a way that that surprised us. And he's playing in a position where you have to be fairly skilled. A kid that size that's able to handle himself as a passer and to take on an attack load that's pretty heavy has been really impressive too.
Coach McGowan from the BYU men's volleyball team, head coach here on Cougar Sports ESPN 960.
Now that you're in the home stretch and obviously getting to the NCAA tournament is really hard in volleyball just because of the limited spots. What do you feel that you need to accomplish to get there? Just looking at this home stretch, I believe six more matches.
You know, I feel like there are probably six teams in our conference in the MPSF that have some legitimate justification that, hey, you know, we've earned a spot or at least earned consideration into the NCAA tournament. If I had to guess, I would say, you know, of the six spots, there'll be four automatics, one from each of the conferences here, and then two at-larges. If I'm guessing, that we get an at-large and the MIVA, the Midwest Conference, gets an at-large. Lewis and Loyola have been two teams in that conference that have played really well all year. They're ranked maybe 2 and 3 right now. And so I bet you those two guys go out of the MIVA, which leaves us with two. And so my call is the teams that make the final of the tournament, of the MPSF tournament, are the ones that are going to go. The winner will get the automatic, and the second place team will get the at-large bid. And so for us, it means we need to either finish 1-2 in the tournament. And I don't see us making the NCAA tourney without that happening.
Talk about the MPSF conference. I don't think people, unless you follow volleyball, talk about just how tough that is every night, just going through that. You guys are playing top teams every single night, and just kind of talk about the competition there.
Yeah, you know, the closest analogy that people have come up with is, you know, that you're playing ACC basketball or you're playing SEC football, you know, and it's just night in and night out. Of the top 10 teams, usually we've got eight or nine of the top 10 teams in the country are coming out of our conference. Maybe 7, 8, or 9, you know. So it's just at any point in time, it's likely that you're playing a top 10 team. And the coaching is really, really good. We've got former Olympic gold medal winners, former, you know, Olympic team coaches, current Olympic team coaches. So you're competing against really, really high-level competition. Guys are going straight out into the pros, into our national team from our conference. you know, coaches that are coaching our national team at the highest level of the sport are coaching in our conference. And it's just, like we say, you know, every night it's a battle. And so it gets to be tough. And, you know, people say, hey, you lost two weekends in a row. Well, yeah, you know, it's not unusual that would happen. These are great teams, great players, great coaches. And so the competition is really fierce.
Going back to Brendan Sander, he's probably the most well-known, at least last name. Can you talk more just about how he's been able to develop? And we talked about before, there's times in the match it's like, man, he looks a lot like Taylor. And that's very exciting for Cougar fans, and I'm sure it's exciting for you as well. But just talk more about him and just what he's been able to do. Has he surprised you?
You know, not too much. I think we knew what we were getting with Brendan coming in. The thing that surprises me the most is how closely his mannerisms match his brother. And so just some of the things he'll say or the way he walks, the way he holds himself, it's pretty funny to see him or to hear him and just look over and go, oh, geez, that sounded just like Taylor. But it's been great having Brendan in the gym. He's a little bit different guy than Taylor in how he approaches practice and how he gets coached. I think Taylor had a certainty about what he was doing that made maybe some of the changes that we wanted to make in him, he was a little resistant to some of that. Brendan's been really open to being coached and to making changes, and I feel like that's just something that that we love about him, that, you know, we're asking him, hey, do this differently, do that differently, and he's been able to, you know, kind of get over whatever concerns you might have about that and understand, hey, I might have to take a step backwards before I start taking some steps forward here with my game, making some of these changes. But he's taken those on, and that I think is probably the thing that I like best about him. Obviously he's got some really wonderful physical gifts. He's a great jumper. He's got a good arm. He gets around the court fast. And so, you know, just more than anything, we keep encouraging him, hey, make some of these changes, tweak your game a little bit and you'll be better. And having him believe that and do that has been probably my favorite thing about having him in the gym this year.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us to give us an update on the Cougs. Good luck this weekend. We'll be cheering for you and rooting you on. Good luck.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, thanks. There you have it, Coach McGowan from the BYU men's volleyball team.